Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast, and it is time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And I just have to say a massive thank you. I am waking up day after my Los Angeles book tour. This is my first stop that I'm doing on the book tour, and I did it at Wanderlust, which is a really amazing venue in West Hollywood. And I have a story about this venue that I just had the book tour at, or the book launch in LA. And I'm going to share that in 1 minute, but I just wanted to say, if you were there, thank you so much for all of the love and support in the room. And I'm going to talk about the conversations that we had within those four walls and how beautiful it is and how it is extending and rippling out into the universe through this book of so many women showing up in a room ready to have and respond and show up in the new way of connecting, in the new way of supporting, in the new way of seeing each other and ourselves in a new light. And it was just the most beautiful evening. And I'm locking it into my memory forever because it was better than I could have ever imagined because of how you all showed up. I can't thank you enough. The support around the book, around this mission, and all of you saying that you have felt the same way that I have felt within the book. Let me tell you the power of someone saying, me too, let's do something about it. And that is what is going on here. But I want to tell you that when I was at Wanderlust four years ago was the first time that I was there, and it was for Gabrielle Bernstein's book launch, I believe, of Spirit Junkie. And I pulled up and I was so nervous because it was all these amazing women and it was really pulling out all these different old feelings and all of my stories at the time of I'm not enough, I don't fit in order to get anywhere and to go to where I want to go and become the person that I know that I am. I need to fit in with this group, and why is this so hard, and comparison and jealousy and judgment and all of these things that were coming up in the room for me while I was also so happy and excited to be there and so incredibly thrilled that I was tuned in to this new group and this new tribe of women and this new woman, Gabby, who was rocking my world with these new set of spiritual tools to forgive ourselves. And really, it was like, if I wouldn't have had those tools that I had started using and really practicing super deeply at that point, after I found her book, Spirit Junkie, I would not have ever been able to do what I did last night. But I just wanted to tell you guys that literally in that venue, I was sitting on the floor wondering what it would be like if I could have my book tour there when I released a book someday. I had no idea what that would be. And I hadn't even thought of starting to write a book yet. I knew that I wanted to, but I hadn't started the process. And I sat on the floor and pictured my book tour there. What would it be like? Who would show up? What would it feel like? And it's going to make me cry because the power of manifesting is real. You have to feel it. You have to see it. You have to go borrow the beliefs of other people. You have to get in the rooms, even when they're opening up all of those old feelings and old stories. That is your work. You have to go and find the places that you can practice in, right? You have to go find the gyms. You have to go be in the gyms. Does that make sense? You can't just go out in the world and be like, oh, I would like to get better. I'd like to get stronger. I'd like to have better relationships without going to the weight room, without seeking the places that make you feel those feelings and find the resistance so that you can practice more love and compassion and celebration instead of comparison and jealousy. You got to be in the room. programs. You've got to celebrate the women. You've got to see what they're doing. You have to ask how you can support, because that is how you show up and that is how you change old patterns. And last night when I was on stage, I opened the room with always wanting to get the temperature of the room of where we're at in our relationships. And it's the same everywhere, you guys. We're all feeling the same way. What's stopping us from having the female relationships that we want? Jealousy, backstabbing, comparison, fear, fear of being hurt, bullying, gossip, you name it. It went on and on. I took a good 1 to 2 minute temperature of that room and it just went on. And it's like an outpouring of women's pain saying everything that they've gone through and that they're ready to show up for themselves in a new way, in a new way of being to themselves in a room, right? To themselves in life, so that they can show up for these other women with these new rules and these new agreements and these new set of ideas, so that we can move forward and actually have people to rely on. We can have a safety net in our life, right? We can take our friends from the internet and we can make them our inner net. They can catch us. We'll feel more likely to take big risks because we know we have that beautiful safety net, because we learn how to convert them into our safety net. That's the thing, you guys. We have all of these people surrounding us. We feel like we have all these friends, yet we feel completely lonely and isolated and like we have no friends because we don't know how to take it from online to offline, or we don't know how to take it from superficial to deep. And that's what the book is. This is what I'm doing with this book, is giving you the conversations and the tools and the facilitation to take your relationships deeper. And then also to set the boundaries that you need in your life to make space for this and to make space for all of the things that you desire. So I can't even wait, because I get to be in the conversation with you in so many more cities. So if you are in Boston, if you are in, I believe New York is already sold out. So if you can make it to Boston, if you can make it to Minneapolis and Toronto, they are selling out super fast. I know some places only have about 50 tickets left. I think we're at like 220 for Toronto, so we have about 80 tickets left there. Please, please, please join this conversation. It will rock your world. It will rock your evening. You will leave with friends. I will make sure of that. And I hope to see you there. If not, I hope that you are loving this book. And please, the biggest thing that you can do for this mission, and if you have loved this podcast or gotten any value out of it, it would mean the world to me if you would either support the book or share the book. Even if you weren't going to get it for some reason, which I don't know why you wouldn't, but just being honest, it's game changing. But just share the book. Just share the idea of the book. Share it on your social media. Share it on your stories or your main page, whatever feels aligned for you. That would mean the world to me. That would be absolutely mind-blowing awesome to me, because you guys, I'm going to be honest, you're the only way this book is getting out. It is through your word of mouth and you wanting to change your life and your tribes and take them to a new level. So I'm so grateful for all of you. And just know that no matter how you're feeling, how lonely you're feeling, how hurt you're feeling, you are not alone. And we are here to change the patterns moving forward. Sending you guys so much love. If you love this episode, make sure you share it. And I will see you guys on the next episode. Until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved, by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.